you make up a story. An ever-changing story. Every single day you're working on it. And you will change it in a way. Because in every single detail of it, you try to look better. First of all, to yourself. Self-esteem and things like that. And there are so many people full of air, a lot of esteem. Here we talk about really knowing yourself, accepting the thing you are, and using the chances. The chances are here. We'll talk about the chances. Anyhow, our story is there. This is where we stopped. The guy, the messenger from Julius Caesar, the messenger of the, let's say, Western education system, learned that it's not like that. Nothing is exact. The last verse we saw, remember, the last verse was, the meaning in poetry has no sureness of direction. And I said, in Persian it's too much, more than that. Because that's what it is. Because poetry, remember what they say about poetry. No.
It conveys emotion.
Yeah, and it has another meaning. She'er is poem, and shu'ur is understanding, consciousness, and things like that. It's that difficult. We talked about it. Amit, you should give them a lecture about she'er and shu'ur, and how they go together. Because it's strange, it's like that. When we talk about a very sharp guy in our language, we say he's bashu'ur. He has a very good shu'ur. Means he's clever. So shu'ur is cleverness. And she'er is poetry. Because poetry is really the language of the clever people. First of all, they could say a lot with the minimum sentences, right? They get rid of unnecessary stuff in kalam, in talk. As Rumi said here, first was salam, second was kalam. First is in peace. We don't accept that habit of use or the manner or attitude of the doubtful people and education. This is different. Here, we don't have student and the teacher facing each other. We have never had this. Here, student and the teacher, they walk together. They are not opposition. They work with each other. Because this is what the Rumi is in here. This guy learned it. Rumi said, but remember, first was peace, second was kalam. Why? Kalam is the carrier of culture. What you do with yourself, you know how you change yourself? You don't give it down. That's why you have a lot of silly thoughts. You change yourself by talking to yourself. Remember, thinking is talking. You talk to yourself. If your language is no good, if you're vulgar, you are facing yourself with vulgarity. You will influence yourself in that. You work with that language you're talking about. Honestly, want to say, go and read Shakespeare. He will talk about this, all these words. And they want to cheat him and say, oh, yes, words, words. You could put a lot of different meanings in words and wording. What is this wording? This talking. What are you doing when you're thinking? You're talking. So this kalam is the second one. And this kalam, you should remember, we are not tending towards precision. Quite opposite, we try to skip the precision because we want to cover everything. Actually, it's like looking at a painting. The professionals, they close their eyes, they go back, they look at it like this to see the general stuff first. not to get lost in details. So please try not to get lost in details. Remember the general idea and the big picture. Have it always in mind that the big picture is to discover the source of joy and happiness, which is in you, not in outside, in you. Find it there. Now the guy is ready and Omar will talk to him. Peter.
On the inner sense of let him who desires to sit with God, sit with the Sufis. The ambassador became beside himself. From his one or two cups, neither envisage nor message remained in his memory. He became distraught at the power of God. The ambassador arrived at this place and became a king.
Here it is. You see, the transformation happened. This was a guy, a doubtful guy, who was looking for the palace of the king. And he was told, wait a minute, this guy we're talking about, which is more than a king to us, is sleeping under that the shade of the tree. Remember? Now, he's a different guy. We have to change it like that. Because in our story, if you fail here, goodbye. If you succeed, we go on. He succeeded to be a different guy. What is the difference? First of all, he got drunk. What is the state of drunkenness? This is dismissed. That's why we talk about being drunk. Because that's the only physical way we know, and everybody knows, and everybody time and time will do, to get drunk. Why? Says Masti Khoshas, Zanki Manas Manjudaukhat, Varnakhirat Babi Kharadi Kages Allah. Drunkenness is good because it will separate me from me. Otherwise, how intelligent should accept non-intelligence? You will get rid of this because you know that this is not the source of happiness. You know the main problem is made like this. You will make yourself unhappy by silly thoughts. Because this one, if is not controlled, it will be a very dangerous boss because she is very dominant. She doesn't accept anything but rules. So you lose all the exceptions. Here, he's changed. At the end, rules it. This is the king now. He was a messenger. But when he arrived at this point, now he's a king because he got drunk first. Then, suddenly he fell in some... I don't know how much does it give this the word of distraught. I don't know how much it works. Because vale in Persian means going crazy about something. And becoming in love passionately something. And he will be impassionate with the power of God. Is the power of creation. You realize we create something. We do something. Remember, the guy has been transformed because he had two questions. Remember the questions. And both questions were answered in a way. First question was, how is it possible to have an unlimited stuff like soul in this physical limited stuff, right? And the second logical question was, then what's the use of this? Why did he do it? And we hear a lot of strange things from Omar, which really was not an answer, was something that should suffice. First was, you cannot ask how God did something. You cannot. You will say it's a spell. You will say a spell, it will happen.